Welcome to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here is Pastor Sonny Gallman.
Hello there. This is Sonny Gallman. I'm the pastor at Central Baptist Church, and you are listening to podcast number 9 of Central Thoughts, a podcast that is born out of Central Baptist Church, but is really available to anyone that's willing to listen to my meandering thoughts. I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of building a narrative in the life of a church. And to do that, I need to tell the story of how our church is beginning to build a narrative. I may have mentioned on a previous podcast, I can't really remember, that back last March, I began attending an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting because our maintenance man, Steve, who has many years sober at this point, begged me to come and see what happens at an AA meeting. He's actually been begging me for more than 13 years to go and be there and see what happens in a meeting. But he began urgently asking me to go last year, just as we were dealing with one of the waves of the pandemic, and we were trying to figure out what was next for our church, and we just had all sorts of questions about the future of Central Baptist Church. So on one Monday, I made sure that all of the kids were accounted for and were not going to be leaving the house, and I went to my very first AA meeting. And when I heard the stories of the people that were there who were working so hard to move into real recovery in their lives, who were working the steps of the 12-step program, what I heard in each of those people that shared on that very first Monday night meeting that I went to was a real deep spiritual movement that they were engaging in, but I was worried that they didn't have a framework to talk about that. One of the tenets of AA is to talk about a higher power and to not try and name that higher power within the context of an AA meeting, because there's Christians and Muslims and atheists and agnostics that are all there working on recovery, and so they're very careful not to try and narrow a vision or an understanding of God within their meetings. But I was hearing this deep spiritual longing and movement that many of these people were undertaking. And I began to feel in my heart that there was a need for something that could provide some sense of structure to think not only about recovery, but also about spirituality as a part of that recovery that they were talking about. So I started meeting with my staff and talking about what I had experienced at an AA meeting. And we actually have two folks that are in recovery that are a part of our staff, as well as me, who goes to AA meetings. And we began the process of thinking about a Wednesday night gathering called Connections that has been very meaningful for us as a time for us to think spiritually about not only recovery, but anything that has hurt us or harmed us or made us or called into question things of faith. And so we've had now, I think, about 8 or 9 meetings of Connections. We meet every Wednesday night. And as we gather for that meeting, we do times of meditation and storytelling, and then we eat a meal together and we talk as the meal goes on and build friendships and build fellowship with one another. And we're seeing some church people meeting and connecting with folks that are in recovery who've been very courageous Both sides have been very courageous to be there on Wednesday nights and sort of interact with each other and get to know one another. And that's been really encouraging. And then not long after we had started Connections, we were approached by another church that is trying to start what they're calling the Recovery Cafe. And I don't want to get too far out ahead of myself with this, but Recovery Cafe has a goal of helping people who are dealing with homelessness and mental health issues and are in recovery to take those next steps to moving toward a level of stability in their lives. They're not trying to take the place of an AA meeting. They're not trying to take the place of a sober living facility. They're trying to fill in the gaps that might exist to help a person with getting a job, with building friendships and connections that can be helpful for a person who is trying to get back on their feet again after some sense of trauma or something going on in their lives. And so I have we've enjoyed having conversations with the folks from Recovery Cafe, and we're hoping to present something to the church here in the next couple of weeks about a Recovery Cafe opening up at Central Baptist Church. But what I've noticed as I've been thinking about this is that a new narrative is being presented to our church. I've been pastor, when we get to April, I will have been pastor for 14 years at Central, and we have tried lots of different kinds of ministries. We've tried a couple of different contemporary worship services. We have tried to build an arts program. We have tried to do a number of other things that have just not been able to get off the ground. I think the common or the vernacular is failure to launch. And I was quite honestly beginning to wonder if part of that problem might have been me, that I was not bringing new ideas that were meaningful to the church. But over the course of this last year, what I have realized is that one of the things that the church has been missing, and I take full ownership of this, has been a narrative that we could get our members to buy into. Something that we are known for as a church, not in our distant past when the golden days were here and the pastor that had been here for a long time was able to accomplish, but a purpose that could be pointed into the future and that could help us to move with purpose and think about the things that we were doing as a church and how they could fit into successful ministries, and begin to realize that, you know, each church really needs a narrative that they are buying into. The narrative that we're beginning to discover is that we are a place where someone can go who is just beginning the journey of recovery, whether it's recovery from addiction or from alcoholism or recovery from some sense of brokenness or grief or hurt that they have experienced. They can begin that process of recovery, and we will welcome them wherever they are on the journey and help them to take the next steps from a spiritual standpoint. Beginning with an AA meeting and moving through Recovery Cafe and into Connections, where we're dealing with the issues of spirituality and in the lives of the people that we're meeting with, we have a narrative that we're working on at Central Baptist Church, and it feels as if it were not a human-authored purpose, but as if it were a divinely authored purpose. And what's really unique is that at the very beginning of Central, one of the primary things that our, not our first pastor, but the second pastor, Hal Marchman, was known for, was helping people in recovery begin to make their way into regular society as people who were being healed and were healing, and provide the ministries and the things necessary for a person to make those moves toward a place of healing. So in essence, the narrative that sits in our future that is helping to define some of the next steps we're taking as a church is really almost a retelling of the narrative that we had perhaps lost, that we had thought was long in our past, and I don't want to say that we were done with, but had really moved to the back burner as a church. And so I would encourage you, if you're listening, if you're from Central, think about that, reflect on that. What would it be like if our church were to fully embrace that narrative of recovery with a very spiritual aspect attached to it, and said, we are going to be the church that is known for helping people recover from wherever it is that they are and into something where they're on their feet and they're, you know, building community in a healthy and life-giving way. But if you're not a part of Central, I invite you to think that through with whatever faith community you might have. What is our purpose? What is it that we were established to do? What is it that God or circumstances seem to be pointing for us to move in a direction that is helpful and hopeful and gives meaning to the community that we have formed? I think that that's one of the keys to revitalization for just about any church, and really for the Big C Church, for it to rediscover its purpose. So I hope that this week goes well for you. I hope that you have good experiences ahead for you. Think about your own life and what purpose means for you, and what's the narrative that you are telling with your own story. May God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for listening to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church.